This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The sound of Syrian rebels shooting down a government helicopter Tuesday in the country's northwest, where opposition activists say Syrian troops are on the offensive in the latest rebel stronghold. Video taken by Associated Press shows the helicopter burning and falling out of the sky amid gunfire and cheering by rebels. Two dead bodies can be seen around the crash site. The shooting down of the helicopter came as government forces came closer to capturing the last rebel-held part of a strategic highway linking southern with northern Syria, which would bring the road under full control of President Bashar al-Assad for the first time since 2012.
Look, I've been counted down and out for much of my life, Mitch McConnell had it right. Nevertheless, she persisted.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking to reporters as she continues to keep hope alive for today's first primary of the 2020 campaign season, taking place in New Hampshire.
I can't imagine any other way of doing it. You get knocked down, you get back up, and you keep fighting because it's not about me. It's about the people who are counting on me.
Top U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are spending this final day sparring with each other ahead of the crucial party primary, trying to gain an early advantage in the race to oppose Republican President Donald Trump in next November's national election. According to a new report by a U.S. government watchdog, reconstruction and stabilization activities in Afghanistan have left 5,135 people killed or injured during a period of 17 years following the 2001 U.S.-led invasion that toppled the Taliban. This